Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Argue about it. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Monday night, Keith McPherson on the fan, my little late night sports desk. Everything's on the table, but I know what we're really going to talk about. No, not the Empire State Building. That's Cook. Can we not? Like, please don't mention it. I'm sorry I even mentioned it. It's not that big. And that was last night. Tonight, we're probably going to reflect on the weekend that was the NFC Championship, the AFC Championship, just the NFL product in itself as we now wait 2 weeks until the Super Bowl. Out in Arizona, taking your calls tonight on everything you saw in the Niners-Eagles game as well as the Bengals-Chiefs game. I don't think anybody wants to talk about the Nets beating the Knicks 9 times in a row, but the Nets get another win tonight. And the story around this game, obviously, LeBron is in town. AD as well. They were healthy Saturday night in Boston, but they got a game stolen from them. You know, these bogus NBA refs, they can't see, literally. So coming into this game, we get an announcement at 4:30 Sunday. LeBron ruled out, AD ruled out. Well, we know LeBron is up there in age, and we get it, and Anthony Davis just came back. They don't want to rush it. And don't want to waste it against the Brooklyn Nets. They can beat the Nets without. I don't even think that it was about winning or losing. I think it was simply this, right? It's a back-to-back. Brooklyn tonight, Madison Square Garden tomorrow. You can expect to see LeBron and AD at the world's most famous arena for other people to come in and do cool things and celebrate and put on a show and have a good time. So expect for LeBron to drop 40 on the Knicks. AD will help out. And all of those Lakers fans that chose to go to Brooklyn tonight, I'm sorry. This is how the NBA is. Until they decide to shrink the schedule down to 70 games, load managing has been upon us for almost a decade. And it's just the way of the league. These guys are not going to play every night. It's no more a competition of who can play an 82 game. Like, they're not. And if you paid to go see the Brooklyn Nets, at least you got to see Pat Bev cry tonight. You got to see a little Hachimura, Westbrook, Wenyen Gabriel. And you saw the Nets get another win. And I know the Nets world was there. Our world, Nets world. Nets world is built, baby. Coming off that Saturday win, that was pretty interesting, huh? I know you guys don't want to talk about that. Call me up if you do. 877-337-6666. We can go backwards to Saturday. We're definitely going to go backwards to Sunday, but if you want to go backwards to Saturday, Knicks, Nets, no, never mind. You know, let's keep it to tonight's game. So the Lakers come into town, and, you know, they're starting Thomas Bryant and Dennis Schroeder. The Nets, without KD, they're figuring out their way, and Ben Simmons, without him as well, don't really need that guy. You might as well pack it up. there was a report out there from Christian Winfield that fans booed Ben Simmons on the big screen. You know how they have little packages of fun games and player intros and things just to pass the time? Fans booed him on the big screen, so might be a wrap for Ben. I don't know how he's going to come back from that, but they didn't need him. They didn't need him Saturday against the Knicks. They didn't need him tonight against the Lakers. It's good to see other guys getting a chance to play. We'll start with the guys that don't usually get that much burn. Patty Mills, 21 points. Appreciate it, bro. Patty Mills played a ton for the Nets last year. A season high in minutes. And, you know, he doesn't get as much clock now, but he played 26 minutes tonight. He hit 4-7 threes. He shot well. We'll take that 21 points in a game like that. Dayron Sharpe and Cam Thomas on Talking Nets podcast today. I almost went in on these young guys because it's year two. And in the NBA, you're seeing guys coming in year one and year two and make an impact. And these guys are drafted to make an impact, and they haven't quite done that exactly. But I'm glad I didn't jump to any conclusions because tonight they did their thing a little bit. Dayron Sharpe, 20 minutes. He had more rebounds than points. 8 points, 14 rebounds for that young man. Okay, I'll take it, right? These guys are learning. Cam Thomas is another one. He's supposed to be a bucket. He gets 21 points tonight, coming off the bench. He plays 23 minutes. I'll take it. In a game like that where the stars are out, literally the stars are out, not out, even though Michael B. Jordan and Selena Gomez and some other influencer types were out there. Should I even be calling Selena Gomez and Michael B. Jordan influencers? They're not influencers. They were famous before people got famous off social media. They'd be famous if they didn't have social media. Actor types. And they were in the building. A lot of people were in the building to see this matchup. And like I said, hey, if you bought your tickets a month ago, right, I read that there was a kid from Puerto Rico that flew into New York to see LeBron in this game. And when they quoted him, he said, it is what it is, you know? I don't think fans are even upset about it anymore. You kind of enter at your own risk. It's not risk. It's just like you buy a ticket at the risk of not seeing all the superstars play. KD gets hurt. You know, LeBron, whatever. Nick Claxton, Kyrie, they've been leading the Brooklyn Nets. 38 minutes from Kyrie, 26 points. I was hoping that they could keep Kyrie's minutes down, but he still plays almost 40, gives us 26. Claxton, not as much, you know, as far as getting buckets, but still 12 rebounds, and he's a beast in the paint. 14 points from Royce O'Neal. I'll take it. The Nets are trying to tread water without KD, and today we learned that KD said he'll be back a couple games before the All-Star break. So for me, I looked at the schedule, and I think Kevin Durant returns in Madison Square Garden, Monday, February 13th, to face the Knicks. And then they'll host the Miami Heat at home, and then we go into the All-Star break. So that's all I've got on the Nets game. Basketball-wise, obviously the Knicks are off tonight, and like I said, they will host the Lakers tomorrow. Looking around the NBA, not too much that jumped out at me. I mean, Steph Curry goes off for 38, but that's regular for him against the Thunder. Nobody else had a really crazy night. I mean, Joel Embiid and the Sixers, I think, have won 8 in a row. Embiid had 30, and I mean, Embiid is on a mission this year. He's like, no way can they give the MVP to Jokic 3 times. It's me. It's my turn. So they're hoping that he can pull that off. But it's quiet on the NBA front. This is New York. And as I listen to the radio today and I listen to everyone talk about what we saw this weekend, my angle was, how does this apply to New York fans? How are Giants fans feeling watching the Niners-Eagles game? Kayvon Thibodeau weighed in. He said, the way this game is looking, like we might be just as good as the Niners. No. It's a different game. And that leads me into my conversation that we'll probably spend most of the time on tonight. That game was over as soon as Brock Purdy went down. They knocked him out of the game. And I tweeted out, well, Josh Johnson time. I'm about to get some things done around the house. Start the laundry, sweep and mop the floor, go through the closets, take inventory type of day. Like, all right, what do we need to get at the grocery store? Because that game was over. I didn't need to be that locked into it. I watched it. And what I'll tell you is this, the Eagles are a juggernaut. I wanted to believe they weren't. I know Giants fans wanted to believe that they weren't as good as their record showed this year. That's their best regular season record in franchise history. They did what they were supposed to do. You can hate it or love it or nothing in between. The Eagles are going back to the Super Bowl. And before they knocked Brock Purdy out, Fred Warner, if you remember, Fred Warner went to make a tackle. And it looked like the way his head hit that he had some type of neck injury. He steps out for a couple plays. He comes back in, but I knew he wasn't right. Fred Warner is the quarterback of their defense. So technically, you had the Niners quarterback go down on both sides of the ball. And Fred Warner stayed in the game, but he wasn't the same. And if you've ever played football, and I mean, you don't even have to play football, but when you're already down to your third, fourth quarterback, like, no one believes you can win. Even you don't believe you can win. Even with Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, like, it doesn't matter because somebody has to run the offense. And Josh Johnson, not knocking the brother, I was happy that, you know, he did go in and complete some passes, that he did go in and make some plays. He's not the guy, right? He's a backup quarterback on a team that is down to Mr. Irrelevant. I think Nate Sudfeld was even with the Niners. So this year they had Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo, Nate Sudfeld, Brock Purdy, and they get all the way to the Final Four. And Hassan Reddick, put some respect on that man's name. Hassan Reddick wrecks the game. He knocks this young man out of the game. That one hit changed the entire game. As soon as I saw his fingers snap like that, I said, oh, that's not good. The ligaments, that's his throwing arm. A torn UCL, and they're talking about this kid now missing time into next year. So how does that affect Jets fans? When I was on Friday night, I was trying to tell every Jets fan that your mind should be on Aaron Rodgers until they tell you not to, right? You should be thinking Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback until he's off the board or for whether he retires, gets traded somewhere else. And a couple people called up and they mentioned Trey Lance and they mentioned Jimmy Garoppolo. Well, Lance is still under contract, his rookie deal. They may try to retain Jimmy. If Jimmy likes being there, he might take another one-year deal because as of right now, Brock Purdy, who was undefeated until he got knocked out of that game, he's not going to be available. So any thoughts that we had of Brock Purdy being the starting quarterback for the Niners in the future, that's not a thing right now. Trey Lance is most likely their guy. And in this league, if the Niners know anything, they know you need at least two quarterbacks. So they might be trying to retain Jimmy and Trey Lance. I mean, looking at that game, talking about quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts, I have a ton of respect for. I love that he's, you know, overcome so much, and he was benched in the national championship. They consistently looked at him like he wasn't the guy. He's a second-round pick. He said himself he felt like they didn't even want him there when they drafted him. But look, he's a hard worker, and that offense runs through him and literally runs through him. He did not impress me throwing the ball. There were open receivers that he couldn't hit, right? Even Devontae Smith, bogus, NFL bogus. Like, I don't know what Kyle Shanahan and those guys were doing. You got to challenge that every single time. When a guy gets up banging his fist together, that's not a celebration. Immediately to me, I thought he meant like, let's go huddle up or get to the line. Like, you know, let's go, let's snap the next play. And they got one off not challenging a play. And it's bogus because the NFL shouldn't allow it. If you ever listen to me talk about the NFL, I say the NFL is bogus because the officiating lets things happen. We'll get to that in a second with this Bengals and Chiefs game. Jalen Hurts, I can't knock him, though. He missed a wide-open A.J. Brown. He missed Devontae Smith, but he's a winner. He's a leader, and those guys follow his lead, and they followed his lead all the way back to the Super Bowl. First time we're going to see two brothers in the Super Bowl. No, not the Kelce brothers. Yes, the Kelce brothers. But I'm talking about two brothers facing off as quarterbacks in the Super Bowl. You get Hurts and you get Mahomes. And I told y'all Friday, I changed my pick Friday in my opening. I played you the audio from the Cincinnati mayor. And I said, nope, they took it too far. They went from being the disrespected to disrespecting their opponent. And I thought that, you know, as soon as I heard the mayor coming in saying we need a paternity test to see if Joseph Lee Burrow is the father of Patrick Mahomes, I said, we know who Pat's father is. He played here. He played for the Mets. We know who Patrick Mahomes Sr. is. They took it too far. And the Chiefs took that personal. Burrowhead, you have Chris Jones saying, don't you ever, ever, ever disrespect Arrowhead. Those guys have gone to five AFC championships in a row. Travis Kelce going out of his way. He used the Rocks quotes, you know. Know your role and shut your mouth. Jabroni and all of that on the mic. And even Patrick Mahomes Sr. was seen. He said, I'm smoking on that Burrow pack as he was lighting up his cigar. You know, they took that stuff personally. So that's what swung it for me late. And honestly, in the beginning of the season on WFAN, when everybody's picking the Bills and putting their Super Bowl pick out there, I said, my pick is the Chiefs. They still have the best quarterback in the NFL. And they had him on one leg. And the way that game went, like it only went one way. It was always going his way. They were always going to win that game. And so I hear people talking about the refs. I'm like, Burrow had two interceptions. Like when I hear people talking about, oh, game shouldn't end on that. Like, what do you mean? The guy pushed him. He was in the white. He was out of bounds. That ended the game. It wasn't his fault. They didn't lose the game just on that play. But that did effectively end the game. And I was glad to see it end that way. I didn't want it to go overtime. Because I was rooting for the Chiefs to kind of humble the Bengals. And I was rooting for Pat Mahomes to win and go back to another Super Bowl. I didn't want to see him limp through an overtime and lose. And then the narrative be, oh, well, this guy was really hurt. Now he's got 2 weeks to heal. And we wait. And everybody gets ready. Everybody heads to Arizona. And we prepare. And we look at every single thing. And we try and figure out who's going to win the Super Bowl, where we want to place our bets, put your Super Bowl boxes in, and figure out your prop bets you want to hit on. It's a holiday to me. We should be off on Monday after it, but what are we going to do this weekend? Baseball, Pinstripe Pride event, American Dream, Yankees Legends, hosted by myself over there in New Jersey. If you like baseball, if you don't, then you probably don't care that we're this close away from pitchers and catchers reporting. If you want to sneak some baseball conversation in, I'm your Huckleberry, like Craig Carton says. I don't know why he says that all the time. I got to ask him the origin of that Huckleberry stuff. Anyway, Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're going to talk NFC Championship, AFC Championship. Not too much to report out of the NBA or MLB. I did see, you know, something that Islanders fans, I'm sure, are excited about. I mean, the Canucks trade their captain to the Islanders. Islanders fans, you know, after you had lost 10 out of 11, I'm sure that's exactly what you needed. And I was looking at some stuff they were posting about Bo Horvat. Obviously, I'm new in the hockey world, but I'm like, pretty good pickup. Pretty good pickup for the Isles. So we've got all night. Well, not all night. We've got the next 3 hours or so. I'm on until 2 a.m., and then that'll carry over into the overnight. Keith McPherson on the Fan. The number to dial is 877-337. A six, a six, and two more sixes. I'm right here. Let's talk through the sports tonight on The Fan. I got to take a break, and I'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.